Psalm 57. Psalm 57. I'd like to talk about God's overshadowing providence and His sheltering. Psalm 57. And if you'll stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send forth from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth His mercy and His truth. Heavenly Father, as we come to You today, God, we know, Lord, that we are utterly and fully dependent upon You, Lord. We pray, Father, that Your providence would work in this message today, God, and that Your interceding and Holy Spirit, Father, would come and guide us and direct us, Lord. We pray, Father, that You would encourage our hearts and help us to find strength by the shadow of Thy almighty hand upon us, Lord. We pray, God, that You would enlighten our minds to Thy Scriptures, and Father, that we may serve Thee. And Lord, we'll praise You for all that You do in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge. In the shadow of my wings will I make my refuge. And David, as one that was went through a tremendous amount of things, as Saul sought him and hunted him like a dog, hunted him like some form of predator. If you can only begin to imagine what it's like to go through something like that. But you know, for David, it was a real threat. I mean, it was a real threat to have so enemies. And where this passage of Scripture falls, you know, David had many things that he had gone through. I'm sure he could write this from experience of all the times that God had delivered him and all the times that he was in need. And you know, we, even though that we're not being chased around by some foe that we can see with our eyes, we are being chased around by a foe that has nothing else but to want to destroy us. He has no other plan in his mind but to get at God. And to get at God, one of the ways that he does that is to get at us. And you know, if we're going to make it through to be with God all the days of our lives, we're going to have to learn to find shelter under his mighty wings. And you know, when calamities come or difficulties come, we can cry out to God and know that He is there. And know that He'll be there to guide us and to protect us. I remember different times in my own life where the raging battle around me seemed to be so strong that I didn't know if I could bear one more moment. I didn't know that I could take any more stress or any more of the troubles that came my way. I just didn't know that I could handle one more thing. But I want to tell you, I was glad that I could get low before God and just tell Him all about it and have His wonderful presence come and overshadow me like an umbrella, just protecting me from the things out there. Different times the enemy sought after my soul and the waves of the battles of the enemy were so fierce, you could almost sense that there was a whole host of the enemy just surrounding you and bombarding you all at the same time, and you just didn't know how much more you could take. How much more you could take of the enemy's assault. But I remember so vividly when I was pastoring up at the Gent Church, and I had this one little recliner chair there in the living room, and it was kind of like my place where I'd get low before God at that chair, and I just remember different times the battle was raging so strong that I would simply go over to where that chair is, and in my heart and in my mind and my soul, I'd start to cry out to God, and it's almost like I could see in my mind's eye of just crawling under the mighty wings that were spread abroad and creating this umbrella of protection, and that I could crawl under those protecting arms of God. And I'm thankful to let you know today that God has been able to help me through all the things that I've been through, and God has been able to reach down and to touch me when I've been low and to lift me up when I felt like I couldn't go anymore and just make something out of me that I didn't think I could ever go on to be. I praise God for all that He has done. He has become the rock of all ages in my life. He has become everything unto me. And I was talking a little bit about it in my testimony this morning during the Sunday school hour, but witnessing to somebody and they're not really understanding how God works, not really understanding how God is there for us and how real He really is. But I'm glad that He is. I'm glad that we can go to where He is and just find that place of refuge, that place of protection, that overshadowing hand of God, that shelter that God provides unto His people. He provides shelter in a time of trouble, as we talked about here in David, with David in our psalm that we read for opening. He was crying out to God, "O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed." David found there was a refuge. David found there was a place that he could hide. You know, if we were out there on the battlefield and we were trying to get away from something, we might, if the enemy seemed too strong at the moment, or we realized that I'm going to have to retreat a little bit better, that I can have a better ground to stand upon the fight in this battle, there's a time that we need to seek shelter. And when the enemy rages and it seems like we just can't go on any further, rather than keep trying to press a battle and keep trying to fight back at it, it's time to maybe seek some shelter with God. It's time to call out upon God and allow Him to overshadow us and protect us. I'm glad that He's there for us in a time of trouble. In Psalm 63 and verse 7 it reads, "Because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice." You know, when we're under that shadow of the Almighty, we can find a rejoicing time. We can find a time that we can rejoice in Him, even in the midst of calamity, even in the midst of battle. And I'm thankful today that God is able to provide that for us. Maybe sometimes we go through some hurts in our lives, or go through some paths in our lives where we just don't know what's up and what's down, or what's going to be next, or where the future holds. You know, concern about the future and worry about the future is one of the things that can bring us low and bring a form of depression, or bring a concern upon our heart that's too much of a weight to bear. You know, when we're living out in the world, for the individuals that do not know God and they think about the future and what it holds in store for them, I tell you what, it can bring you down. They can bring you crumbling because you don't know what to stake your future in. But I want to let you know that when we're serving God, that the future we need to just commit into His hands, and whatever the future may hold, we can know that God has our best interests in store for us if we'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise His wonderful name. In Psalm 91 and verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We got to dwell in that secret place with God. We got to get alone with Him. We've got to have that secret place. I think of this secret place as the secret place of the sanctified heart. That if we've reached that place in our lives where our heart is sanctified to God, we can die out to the future. We can die out to the things around us, the things that might bring us down, because we can trust Him. We know that we've given Him our whole lives and can trust Him through everything that we're going through. In Psalm 121 and verse 5, "The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shadow upon thy right hand." In the Song of Solomon in verse 2 and 3 it says, "As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with a great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste." Solomon had a way with words, and you look at the Song of Solomon, it's talking about a relationship with God. It's talking about a relationship with our Lord and Savior. He is a refuge from the storm. In Isaiah 25 and verse 4, "For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress." A refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Isaiah also wrote in chapter 32 and verse 2, "A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land." A rock in a weary land. We sang about this morning, you know, and a shelter in a time of storm. And you know, I'm so glad that when the storms come that we have a shelter. And you know, I've seen some storms come, physical ones. I remember, I believe it was the blizzard of 93, as I was taken captured at my mom's house, where we were there. A couple of my friend was there, my fiance was there at the time, and we got a good old-fashioned snowstorm. I don't know if you remember the blizzard of 93, but we were stowed in for 3 days. We didn't get out of the place. There we were. We had to dig our way out. But, you know, I was glad to have that shelter over my roof. I mean, could you imagine if you were out and you got stranded and all you had was your car to be in during that blizzard? Your car was going to be buried, and especially alongside the road when they were trying to keep the roads plowed. They had no choice but to bury what was ever to the left or the right, because they had to get the snow out of the roads. But you know, I was glad to have a shelter. I was glad to have a shelter over me, and that I was someplace warm. And there we were. We had a fire burning, you know, and that's one of the glorious things about having a wood fire, because if the power goes out, you still got heat. And, you know, there we were. We had to maybe get that wood in, but, you know, we were prepared. We got the wood prepared beforehand. We got our wood inside. I don't remember all the details of that, but I know I was glad for a shelter in the time of that storm. I'm glad that I had a roof over my head. And then I remember another blizzard, the blizzard of 96 that came in. And that was pretty bad, too. I lived in Pitts at the time in the city there, living in an apartment. Again, I was glad that I had a shelter, that I had a place. You know, I think back, my mind goes back to the days of the circuit riders. My mind goes back to the days of our modern conveniences, which we can't even begin to imagine how it is to live without those. Now, maybe some of you here today can look back when you've seen some times when they weren't so easy, when everything wasn't just the press of a button, when everything wasn't just a turn of a key, when everything wasn't just pick up the phone and call and it's being delivered. You want something to eat, call Domino's and the guy, the driver's right there. No, this is a little bit different. Preparation of food might have taken a half the day. And, the wife of the house may have had to cook all day long just to prepare a meal. You know, things were a whole lot different back then. You know, their source of heat was burning something, coal or wood or whatever it was, you know. And they had to be prepared when the storms came. But, you know, today in our life of easiness, in our life of modern-day conveniences, we don't think much about preparing for a storm, do we? We really don't give it much thought. Because we become so used to the atmosphere around us. We might, okay, maybe we fill up our tank of gas, or maybe we go get out to the store and get that extra gallon of milk. We make a little bit of preparations here and there. But it wasn't like in years past. Because when the storm came back then, you knew you were stuck. You knew you weren't going anywhere, and if you didn't have preparations made, you weren't going to make it through the storm. And you know, I wonder today, spiritually speaking, in this life of ease that we live, if there's some individuals in this world that don't prepare for the spiritual storms that come their way because of our prosperity and in this day and this age that we live in. But oh, if we'll get prepared for the storms to come, we'll find God to be an overshadowing level of protection, praise the Lord, to know that He will be there for us. But we've got to be prepared for those storms. You say, Brother Keister, well, how is it that we can be prepared for those storms? We can be prepared for those storms by sticking close to God, by staying close to the one that's able to tell us. You know, today if we recognize, the talk around town is that there might be a storm coming, what's the first thing we do? We might open up the newspaper and read it. We might jump on the internet and catch the weather out there. We might turn on the radio station. But you know, how can we be prepared for a storm with God? We're going to have to talk to the one that knows the forecast. We're going to have to talk to the one that's going to be able to prepare and have us ready to meet that storm when it comes and be prepared to do what He wants us to do. But we can't do that if we don't stay in His presence. If we don't get low before God and be prepared for the storms, we will not find Him to be the refuge in the time of storms if we haven't prepared. Oh, may God help us to be prepared for those spiritual storms, that we would just live as high and as close as we can to God, that when the storms come, we can just brave right through them. We're prepared. We're ready. I'm ready to face the storm. It's coming. I can't stop it, you know, but perhaps some of our desires are, oh, Lord, deliver me from this storm. But maybe that spiritual storm that's coming is one that God has designed and allowing to happen in your life because He's going to strengthen you for something that you're going to face later, or some way that you're able to reach out and to help somebody else because of what you have gone through. We will find that God's shadow of His precious and wonderful hand is recorded a little bit in Isaiah 51 and verse 16. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, Thou art my people, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand. You know, I've seen some big, strong hands before. I've shaken hands of men that stood far taller than I am, broader shouldered than I am, and they've got hands that are about twice the size of mine. And you know, those are some strong hands, but you know, God's hands are so physically strong that we can't even begin to imagine all that He's able to do with them. He fashioned the whole place that we live in. He fashioned this entire world. He fashioned everything around us. God's strong and mighty hands. We can be shattered under His wings, as we talked a little bit about before. In Matthew 23 and verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings. And maybe you've heard the story before, but there was a fire had taken place, and as they're going around in the area where the fire was, they seen this black ball of something seemed to move just a little bit. And when they walked over and they rolled it over, they found underneath it was a whole little pack of chicks. The mother hen had overshadowed those chicks, and in the midst of the fire, There's chicks that survived through it, but she gave her life to overshadow those. And I think about that today, that God, when he looked down to this world, he seen sin that was raging across the land and just taking the captives one by one and destroying them, that his son paid the price and gave his life to provide an overshadowing protection of his wings that would allow us to find that place of shelter, spiritually speaking, a place of refuge, a place of deliverance from that sin that was burning across the land and is still burning today. And I want to let you know that although Jesus died some years ago, his work is still good today, and his work is good for every sinner that is that will come unto him and will find refuge under his mighty wings, under his mighty and wonderful wings. And I think of that today. I don't know what you're facing this week or maybe what you've already gone through, but I want to let you know that God is there and that he'll provide that level of protection for you. He's going to take care of you all the way through to the end. We can trust him no matter how dismal things may look at times, no matter how hard things might go. I want to let you know that God is there for you and he's able to help you. He's able to bring you through the trial. He's able to bring you through the temptation. He's able to bring you through the struggle. He's able to deal with that loved one that looks so far away and so hard to reach. I want to let you know that God is aware of those needs, and he's there for you, and he's there for us, and he's here for me, and I praise him for that today. The message like this, I hardly know where to end, but I just want to encourage you. I don't know what you might face this week. Maybe there's a storm on the horizon, and maybe someone here today, as you'll be preparing for that storm, but I can encourage you to make sure that your hearts are prepared at all times to meet the Lord and the Savior. We need to be sheltered under his protection and under his Holy Spirit. I'm thankful today for all that he does and all that he's done for me. You know, there were different times when I got saved. It was just a couple days later, and the Holy Word of God tells us that we'll have a witness of His Spirit when we become His child. Romans 8 and verse 16, that His Spirit will bear witness with our spirits, that we are the children of God, that we are the sons of God. And you know, I got saved on a Friday by faith and started setting some things right in my life on Saturday, and God helped me to do that. And on Sunday, God came in a precious and special way, and he witnessed to my heart that I was his child. And oh, I'll never forget that day. It's burned in my mind and in my soul forever. And I was driving down the highway. I'd been in a service at the New Columbia God's Missionary Church, and God had come in such a special way during that spirit. His spirit had flooded over that service in a special way that I had not seen being a Christian before in my life. And God's presence had come, and I left there just filled with this blessed peace and this blessed presence upon my soul. And as I was traveling down the highway, and God settled down in the truck there where I was, as I began to pray and just thank him for the service, and God, the Holy Spirit, stepped into that truck and bore witness with my soul that my sins were all clear, and that he witnessed to my heart that I am his child, that I am his child. But there was something remarkable that happened to me that day. I can't hardly explain it with words because it happened in a flash of an eye. But you've heard of people talk about a near-death experience where they've kind of seen their whole history just flash before their eyes. I had an experience that day where God flashed before my eye his providential hand, his hand of shelter at different times when my life would have been snatched out by circumstances. I've seen in a flood go by just all these instances. I can't even remember them specifically. It is like God in one moment, an instant of time, flashed across this big screen in my heart and in my mind and my soul all the times that his hand was reaching down and providing in his grace and just reaching down and protecting me, overshadowing me. His prevenient grace reaching out to me even before I was his child. And the different times that he reached out and he touched. And I don't know, maybe it was someone's heart. Every time on those occasions, he burdened someone's heart to pray for Rodney. And I want to let you know that God has been a shelter over my life since the day I was born. And he has been to you too. And the number of times he's delivered each and every one of us from circumstances and perhaps from heartaches and whatever it may have been. That I know no other way to end this service today, but to have us just get before God. And maybe if we're able, as we're closing, let's just kneel in prayer. And let's just thank God for how he's been that shelter to us. And let's just thank God for all that he's done for us already. And if you're going through a storm today as you're praying, would you just tell God about it? Tell him about your needs and tell him about your burdens. And just let him know all that you need of him and understand that he is God. He's undefeatable. No foe can conquer him. He's mightier than anything that we can see. Now, there's a mountain before you. If we'll pray in faith, he's able to remove it. Praise his wonderful name. Glory unto his holy name. If you're able to join us in kneeling as we close, or however you're comfortable to pray, let's all call out to God and just seek him in this closing time. Father, we come before you today, God, and we thank you for being that shelter in a time of storm. We thank you, God, for being there, Lord. We thank you for your mercies and for your help, Almighty God. We thank you for thy divine love, Lord. We thank you, Father, to know that you are there when we need thee, God. And Lord, I just look back in my life and I thank you again, God, for your mercies. I thank you again for your divine love. I thank you again for being there each and every day, God. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Father, sometimes we take it for granted, God. Sometimes we don't come before thee and thank you for all that you've done. And, oh, God, as we take this moment to just praise you and to worship you for all that you've done already, God, we commit ourselves into your hands, knowing that you have all the power that is needed, Lord, knowing that you're able to overcome every need, God. And, Father, we think of the congregation here today, Lord. You know the battles they're facing. You know the struggles that are on their way, God. You know the storms that are over the horizon, God. And Lord, I just pray for your providential hand upon every one of their lives today, God. Each and every one of them, that when they would be covered under thy precious blood. Lord God, would you defend them from the work of the wicked one, God. And Lord, we just pray that you give them strength in the midst of the battle, God. Would you help them to recognize and to see their shield of faith, Lord, that they can quench every one of the fiery darts, Lord. Help us to be prepared for those storms, God, to get alone with you in prayer, to call out to your holy name, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the honor for this message today, God. Oh, Father, thou dost know, Lord, how it was all thee, Father, oh, God. We just plead the blood of Jesus today to know, God, that you are on the throne, Lord. I pray, God, that you would take this message, Lord, to the ears of those, Father, today, God, that, Lord, might hear my message on CD or tape, God, that, Father, you would minister to them, Lord, and you would help them, Father, to recognize, God, that if they'll call out to you for the deliverance of their sins, Lord, that you would move upon their hearts at that time, God, and you would meet the need and bring the transforming power of thy Spirit to make them born into thy family, God. And, Father, bear witness to their spirit, Father, with your divine Spirit, that they are thy child, God. Oh, Lord, I pray for thy overshadowing hand upon our church, Lord. Would you put an umbrella, Lord? Spread your wings around our property, around the needs, God. You know the building projects. You know all the needs here, God. And Lord, we're trusting you, Father, to build a shelter, Father, where the people may be safe in a time of spiritual storm, God, where people can come out to this church and find the living word alive and well in the souls of the believers, God. May your Holy Spirit come and guide us, Almighty God. For we need thee, Father, above all things, Lord, and we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for all that you do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thou art worthy of praise. There is none like thee, no, not one, God, and you deserve all the glory and honor for what you do. And Father, we thank thee today, God. Let your will be done in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. In the name of Jesus, we ask of these things for thy glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.